I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. The Summer Olympics are thrilling. Runners dash, swimmers torpedo, archers pierce bullseyes. But in the early 1900s, competitive floating or distance plunging was anything but a spectacle. A diver bulleted into a pool and then floated, face down and motionless for as long and as far as possible before needing to breathe. No wonder the sport was retired. Too many spectators found it about as boring as watching grass grow. However, researchers at the Rothamsted Estate in England might have thoroughly enjoyed watching the floaters. Their job from 1843 to 1975 was to literally watch the grass, or cereal crops, grow. Some crops were fed with compost, others with newly invented synthetic fertilizers. Over the decades, researchers found that crops certainly swelled in size and yield with chemical fertilizers. But the soil they grew from suffered as nutrients leached away and microorganisms died off. Meanwhile, soils treated with compost grew healthier. They were densely packed with complex microscopic communities. At a time when rising temperatures threaten global food supplies, amending over-fertilized industrial crop soils is as competitive and urgent as an Olympic race. Ordinary people can make a huge difference by diverting their food scraps from the trash and converting them to compost, which suffuses more microbes into the soil. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.